When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hello! I have something to yap about that's been yapped about on many a podcast. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I'm CNN, like I'm breaking the news on some like welcome to BBC News. Today we're like no. But I just thought it's too funny. It's too funny not to share on the drama mama. On the drama okay, so this girl right here that I have on my monitor pulled up, really great graphics that we got going on in this podcast. It's just this random girl on TikTok. She made a 2-minute long video basically talking about, she said, like, let's share a funny trauma. Here's my funny trauma. Talked about how she was abandoned by her dad as a kid, and not like in a typical way, not in like a way like I'm going to get milk or I don't know, like I found another woman and I'm leaving my family behind, or maybe, I don't know, but he left to pursue professional breakdancing. Yes, professional breakdancing at age 60. And he became kind of like big. Like he was on like Good Morning America and shit. This man like actually like kind of like created a career from fucking breakdancing. This sounds like a ChatGPT ass, like, hey, like write me a crazy script for a for a family comedy. And this is the shit they would come up with. And so this girl goes on TikTok and just kind of like details her experience. She talks about how this man didn't pay pay for her medical bills despite having money. He would send her texts saying like, I can't remember when your birthday is, which is fucking crazy. That's so crazy. I only can remember my mom's birthday and like 90% of the time my dad's birthday, and like, and that's it. I'm horrible with birthdays. But if you put a child into the earth, like you literally like procreate and create a human life, at the very fucking least, maybe you should like be able to know its birthday, especially since like you were there for that. Like you, hopefully. Actually, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was fucking breakdancing. Maybe he was, like, spinning in the nurse's lounge while his wife was in labor. I don't fucking know. But if you that's a pretty monumental day. I can think of, like, specific dates of very eventful days in my life. I can think of the day I graduated. Actually, no, I don't know what fucking day that was. Actually, don't know many dates. But if I gave birth, not if I personally gave birth, but if I created a child, I would fucking have that maybe remembered. And mind you, this girl said that her family was like, I believe it was like 4 kids and a wife. Holy shit. Now, where your mind might immediately...
Sorry, the furnace just turned on and there's like a vacuum effect created in my house and it closed the door and I thought it was about to get...
Anyways, where the fuck do you need to go to breakdance? Like, that's like if I had a family, so like if anyone just had a fucking family and they're like, I'm gonna go be a YouTuber and I'm leaving this family behind. Motherfucker, you could do that right here. You can sit down at your desk and do that. Sorry, I forgot there's a mirror here. By the way, elephant in the room, got a little, this is not supposed to be a podcast corner. I'm really realizing that this looks like a podcast corner. No, this was a corner before it was devoted to any fucking podcast. And I just was looking for a spot in my new room, which, by the way, okay, this is now a vlog. CD wall, reflect it. Yeah, all that shit. But no, this was already part of my room. I did not make this specifically for a podcast. Yada, 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 yada! So it was already very confusing me. I'm like, why did this man have to leave his family to go do breakdancing? I feel like that's something that, you know, maybe your wife might not be fucking supportive of, but at least, like, you can have both. You can have the best of both worlds. You can have a family and be a breakdancer. It's not like you're going to fucking serve in the military. It's not like you're going and working on, like, an oil rig in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Like, believe it or not, buddy, you can breakdance. You can do that shit when your family's asleep. You can go to tournaments on the weekends. I'm sure you can figure it out. So, the plot thickened. The plot thickened when the dad found this video, because it went pretty viral on TikTok. It got like 2 million likes. The dad found the video and made like a 10-minute fucking response on Twitter. It's the craziest thing. I can't play the whole thing, because like, drum mama, we got limited time. We keep it choppy. We keep it concise. We, you know, all that shit. So he made like a 10-minute long response video on Twitter in the craziest fashion. So he he's like sitting in front of like a giant American flag and then a giant Bitcoin flag. And I know I'm not one to talk about fucking interior design and what makes someone look crazy based on their room when I have fucking 600 CDs that I nailed to my wall, my rental apartment, to which I will never receive the damage deposit back from. I'm not one to fucking judge, but like a Bitcoin poster, what? Like, how do you gotta love Bitcoin so fucking much to, like, get a poster of it? Or, like, a flag, sorry, not a poster, like, a flag, like, literally, like, as if Bitcoin was its own sovereign nation, as if that motherfucker was, like, a observing member of the UN and NATO, like, what the fuck? So, he sits down, and he's like, sorry, I'm, like, paraphrasing here.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
But he gives a little bit more context. He says that the wife and the family got like $2 million in the divorce, which, yeah, I didn't know he was loaded like that. Like, I didn't know, like, Mr. Breakdancer had that fucking bag like that, but crazy. And then he kind of, like, it's weird. It's fucking weird. So, like, he's setting the record straight on, like, some things. But it's like, how the fuck do you leave your child and your family behind? And then when they just, like, make... It wasn't even, like, a slanderous video. Like, this girl was, like, just describing what happened. Her fucking experience of, like, your dad leaving to be a break dancer. It was very mild. And to, like, reply to that on Twitter. Be like, this is my daughter. And, like, they're trying to flame her. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's so weird. Listen, if you... If you leave your family to breakdance, you should kill yourself! Sorry. But this man is like, I don't know what he was trying to do. Like, he was trying to, like, gather, like, gain, like, sympathy or something by being like, listen, my daughter is slandering my name. Like, just fucking text her! Just text her. It's the craziest thing when, like, listen, I don't think this girl is like a full-time influencer or anything, but like, if, oh my god, if your parents are like coming on social media instead of just like fucking talking to you, oh my god, I would freak out. Like, thank god my parents like don't really use social media like that. Like, at most my mom is like scrolling through Facebook, But Jesus Christ, if my parents were ever, like, involved in any way or, like, made, like, a response video to me or some shit online, what the fuck? Ew! Ugh. So, like, immediately because of that, I'm, like, on her side. Not that there's, like, sides, or I don't really know. Listen, the drama goes deep. But it goes deeper, it goes deeper, it goes fucking deeper. So, by the way, in the first response video that the dad did, right after just kind of, like, saying, like, listen, my daughter's lying. They actually got $2 million in the divorce. He just starts fucking breakdancing mid-video. Like, it's the craziest thing. I implore you to go watch it, but, like, I'm not kidding. He literally stops mid-talk and starts breakdancing. And it's not even bad. It's not even fucking bad. You can't even be mad at it. Like, he went off, he abandoned his family, and you know what, at least he got the fucking breakdancing skills out of it, thank goodness, but, so, then, she makes a response video to his response video, and then he makes a response video to hers, and at first, it's just more kind of like, it's more just kind of like setting the record straight, responding to what she was responding to. But then randomly he goes on this fucking rant about like woke mind virus and like saying like schools are only teaching that you can change your gender. Like so out of left field. And the plot fucking thickens because people did some digging and find out that he's, like some, like, right-wing grifter, like, just imagine your typical, like, Twitter-obsessed right-wing grifter, like, does not believe in, like, a pronoun, like, does not believe in a pronoun, that's what this guy essentially is. And, like, it got to the point where fucking Elon Musk himself, like, the pinnacle of, like, that type of person, that like exact type of cringe, like responded and was like, I love you, man, or something like that. Ah! I can't imagine being in her position, like having a father that just and listen, I know like a lot of people have like right-wing parents. Sorry, hey guys, I don't even know if that counts as fucking right wing. Like, yeah, that's right wing. I don't fucking know. Listen, I don't. There's a point where I, like, tried to just, like, understand, like, what people were fucking yapping about on Twitter. Like, it's. But my. Like, I literally feel like the solids in my brain matter just convert to fucking liquid. And, like, I can't. So, I just can't imagine being in that situation. Like, I literally felt like a pit in my stomach. I was like, fuck, imagine your parent A already does the heinous thing of just a fucking abandoning you to go break dance for a living while remarrying, and like leaves your whole family behind, like the blah 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 yada yada yada, despite giving them $2 million in the divorce. That doesn't really fucking matter. Like, you are still a parent, and you're supposed to parent them. Like, if you... Oh, my fucking God. If you create a fucking child intentionally, you have to fucking raise it! Like, and it's so crazy, because, listen, I'm not... It's hard to group entire political groups into... One group. What the fuck am I saying? It's hard to put a bunch of people in one boat based on their political groups. But typically, the people that are in the camps of saying, I can't believe the woke mind virus that's permeating our society, teaching kids that they can change their gender, teaching them that the LABC LGBTQ is a valid way of life. Typically, those people are also, you know, probably pro-life. And it's not very fucking pro-life to abandon your family. So, I don't know, a random fucking thing that I thought about when this all happened. So, okay, we'll continue after the quick break. Okay, so I did some fact checking because I'm a journalist. This is real journalism that we're doing here. When he responded, he claims that it was a normal divorce, that he paid $5 million in child support, that he lived only a mile or two away, breakdancing was just a hobby, not why he left. I'm sorry, but if you're a kid and you see Papa fucking leave and you ask your mom, "Where's Daddy going?" You're probably, and the last thing you see him fucking obsessing over is breakdancing. You're probably gonna think he fucking left you to go breakdancing. But like, that's not even like a really a valid comeback, because in his fucking response video, which shouldn't even exist in the first place, he should have just texted his fucking daughter, he breakdanced! It all comes down to, at least for me, there's no excuse to be a deadbeat parent. You know, if I ever become kid, what the fuck am I saying? If I ever become a parent, I'm only doing that shit when I'm so ready to like have no other fucking priorities, like nothing else. I'm like, I want to be fully, I would love to be a stay-at-home father. Like, I want to be like, that's all I fucking want. I would love to just be in that fucking kitchen. I would love to learn how to cook, making, like, delicious meals, taking my kids to soccer. And I know this is fucking crazy. I know I, like, yap a lot about how much kids vex me, but I don't know. I get hit with waves. Like 1 month a year will come where I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to get a house in the middle of Calgary, Alberta. Have a family, and it's hitting me now. Sorry. And you know what, I probably wouldn't even made this podcast episode if I wasn't in such a fucking random paternal mood. But I don't think it's a crazy radically paternal thing to say that you should focus on your kids, and you know, you can have things as a hobby, but don't fucking leave your family to breakdance. Oh my god. Side note, why don't we have parenting classes? And, you know, this is more of a hypothetical question because, this is the Western society and America, and we barely have anything that we fucking need. For example, I just got my driver's license permit, my California driver's license permit, 2 hours ago. Have never taken any driver's training. Mind you, I have had a license for 10 years, a Canadian driver's license, but I just went into this test not knowing how the rules of the U.S. roads are. I don't really know how fast, like, 50 miles per hour is, and I fucking passed. I did fail the first time, but I wasn't supposed to be able to take it again, but they were like, you can just take it again. Took it again, guessed on half of the questions. Got my license. So, I understand it would be like a little bit of a government overstepping if we started making people take tests, take parenting tests, or at least classes before they became a parent. Because, A, how the fuck would you do that? Like, obviously, there's no one, like, if you're about to go make some cookies, there's no, like, police officer that's gonna be like, you finished your test yet? How do you change your diaper? You want to fuck? How do you mix baby formula? Like, that could never happen. So how would they ever enforce that? I don't know. So then my mind goes to, why the fuck don't we teach it in schools? And then I remember they did. At least at my school, you could take, like, it was like almost like a parenting class, where you would like have like a fucking doll that you would bring home. And, like, it would, like, cry and, like, shit itself, and you have to, like, take care of it and, like, not, like, bust its head open or something. But that's not, it was, like, an optional class. It wasn't anything, like, that everyone had to take. Now, I don't know what American schools like. Like, I did, obviously, all my school in Canada. But we had something called health class. And I'm really curious to, like, hear what y'all's experiences are with, like, this kind of thing. We had something called health class, which was, like, 3 times a week. I think every single year until we graduated. And it had, like, a mixture of everything. It was, like, pretty self-explanatory. It was, like, health. So, like, included in that was, like, sex ed class. Mind you, it was, like, very censored sex ed class because it was, like, fucking Catholic sex ed class where they would, like, literally tell us that, like, condoms were the fucking devil's work and, like, they're, like, the only way to avoid a baby is no sex at all and shit. So it was like that. But we did learn some valuable lessons. I remember finding out that Red 40 gives you cancer in health class. I remember, like, they gave us all deodorant for one random day. They're like, all right. And, like, pulled up this, like, basket and gave us, like, little trial-sized Dove bars for some fucking reason. They were like, a lot of you are hitting puberty and a lot of you are getting fucking stinky! But they would, like, sprinkle in important things. And I feel like, and I remember, like, hearing in my school that was, like, a, like, not all schools did that. It was, like, a, kind of like a trial program, I think. So I'm curious now, like, do y'all have just, like, common sense fucking classes? Are you getting taught common sense things? I remember, actually, like, my mom, like, put me in this weird-ass class for, like, a weekend. It was, like, a weekend intensive class on, like, how to stay home alone when I was, like, 12 or something. Oh my god, wait, that's so weird. That's so weird. I remember, like, going to, like, my local swimming pool in this, like, random classroom that they had there, and they're like, okay, we are gonna learn over the course of the next 48 hours what to do if someone comes into your house and wants to fucking kill you and steal all your money. But I'm glad I had that. But why was that taught? Why the fuck was that taught at a swimming pool that my mom had to pay like the city for, when it wasn't taught at school? I can already, like, since I started recording this podcast episode, I can feel my paternal instincts diminishing because I'm remembering how complex it is to have a child and kind of thinking maybe that's something I never want to fucking do, actually. But in closing, we need to look at being a parent as, like, a full-time fucking job, like, truly. And I know that's so unrealistic in, like, the fucking capitalist hellscape that is the entire Western world, especially ones where you get no maternity leave or anything. Like, obviously, how the fuck do you pay for having children, pay to put food on the table while having a job? Like, so I think it's, like, there's probably no one that can, like, be, like, a stay-at-home parent. And even that, like, even though that's something that I would personally like to do, that's not necessarily realistic at all, because where am I going with that? My thought drain just completely derailed. Duh, like, fucking common sense, da-da-da-da. Like, you can't expect people to put their life on pause to have kids. You should be able to have both. Me personally, I would just like to be able to, like, fully devote my time to my kids and all that shit. But yeah, like, I fucking wish how did we get to this from, like, talking about, like, a breakdancing dad? Okay, no, we're getting so far sidetracked because the breakdancing dad, which apparently was a fucking multi-millionaire, he could have both. Listen, I don't know about the work-life balance of a fucking full-time breakdancer, but I am pretty sure that you can have both. You can have kids, you can have a family, and breakdance. And, you know, his response was, it was just a regular divorce, and then he found another wife, and that's why he left. But in that case, also kill yourself! Like, what? Oh, fuck, I have heartburn. Anyways, I'd like to talk for a minute. Let's put our hands together, mamas. Okay, let's gather in thought. I just like hyped that up to make it sound like I had like a big thing to talk about. No, I just wanted to talk about my room, actually. Yeah, I had a fun little room makeover. As you can see, the entire ceiling, back wall is reflective. I have this little reading corner, which is where I like to read now. I put up little, I did some antique shopping, put up some fucking antique things. I got a mirror that doesn't look like it belongs in like a fucking Claire's. And I put CDs on my wall. And there's something to be said about the joy of a good room makeover. I've really been enjoying it. But on that note, sorry. I really did not need to, like, hype up that yappery, to be completely honest with you. But let's pull up some drama. Let's see what the drama mamas need advice with this week. What's going on in your lives? Why is the first comment on every drama mama episode, I don't think Ben is okay, guys. Water is fucking wet! Oh my god, someone said the room is hella elite. Thank you. Okay, sorry. I'm like, I'm just reading every comment. I do this all the time. Okay, sorry, side note. I do this all the fucking time. Like, I will go, I'll need to, like, look something up on Instagram or TikTok. I don't need to, but, like for a video. Like, say I'm, like, editing. I'm like, oh, what's that meme? Like, I'd love to use that meme for, like, a sound. And I'll get so distracted. I'll open the app and boom, get bombarded with like the most attention grabbing slime video. And then fuck. And then I get completely distracted and then hours pass. And anyways, where's this one? Okay, this is from at YXL 9118. Drama. My Australian school does something similar. They put AUS. I'm assuming that means Australian. Maybe it means Austria. I don't fucking know. Also, I'm going to Austria in May. Do we have any Austrians here that can give me recommendations? Thank you. My AUS school does something similar to prom. And in terms of dates, my friend said we'd all go together. I go to an all-girls school. A week later, someone asked me if we were planning on taking a date, and my friends all said yes. I questioned one after, and she said, I thought that was a joke. It really hurt, and I have nobody to go with. Nor do I have know any guy I can ask. What should I do? Fuck! Okay, well, as much as I cannot relate to your prom experience, because we did not do that shit at my high school in Canada, I feel for you. And that is really fucked up. Like, I obviously wasn't there. I don't know, like, maybe they did kind of say it as a joke, but, you know, that's, especially with something as, like, big as prom, it would have been nice for them to clarify, be like, but we're joking. Guys, where are the tone indicator tags? Literally, but, I mean, it's not too late, hopefully, fingers crossed. I actually have no fucking clue when your prom is, and I don't know why I said that. Hopefully, it's not too late. Hopefully, you can find someone that would be willing to go. Maybe, like, not in your immediate friend group that all fucking bailed on you, but maybe you can find, like, you know, another friend. In events like that, where it's like you need to find a partner for something, there's always gonna be someone, maybe where you least expect it, who's in the same boat as you, who has no one. So find them. Put out feelers. Put out a close friend's Instagram story. Or just don't go. It's, like, kind of lame from what I've heard. I love y'all. I love you, mamas. I'm not going to lie, y'all. That was probably top 10 worst fucking advice I've ever given on this podcast. So, sorry for that. See y'all next Wednesday. What can I say? Drop the 5-star reviewsy if you'd like. If you'd like to support the pod. And if you don't like my room, I don't want to hear about it. But if you do like it, you can butter me up, baby. Okay, love you. Bye.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, you know, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing. Works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.